Well, today, Jesus is speaking to us in the Gospel of John about the empowerment of the disciples that's to come. And, you know, it's a remarkable thing that as disciples of Jesus, and that doesn't mean just priests. That means that anybody who goes out and is preaching the name of Jesus and trying to do good things in the name of Jesus, that person has all the gifts that St. John, that Jesus is talking about in the Gospel of St. John. So the idea then here is, you know, for Jesus as he's kind of laying this out, is the first thing is if we have faith, right, the Holy Spirit is going to be speaking through us. So if we say, okay, I'm going to go out, I'm going to talk about the name of Jesus, right? I'm going to try to do good works in the name of Jesus. The minute we start that project, the minute we keep our fidelity, of course, to the teachings of the church and engage in that project, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon us in an exceedingly special way. And so we're going to be able, you know, to imitate the words and the works of the apostles themselves. We're going to be like them. Yes, there's going to be the mystery that some people who actually engage in the service of the Lord will turn out to betray that service and betray the Lord. As you know, that's what Jesus is predicting here, right? You know that it's going to happen with respect to Judas, right? So he's already saying there's always going to be this mystery. You think if somebody declares, you know Jesus and preaches in the name of Jesus, you think that, you know, seeing the power of Jesus, having the power of the Spirit working through them, surely they're going to be loyal. Surely they won't turn their backs on the Lord. But Jesus is saying it's going to happen. Just get ready, because it's going to happen to me. And if it happens to me, it's going to happen to you. So there's going to be some difficulties within the community. But don't let it upset you. Don't worry. You know, all these things, even though there's a lot of trouble that will be caused, or persecution that might happen, or apostasy that might happen, don't worry. I'm in charge of history. So we're getting our lessons in discipleship. So now we see that if we have faith in Jesus, that if we preach the name of Jesus, if we go out and do the works of Jesus, right, in the name of Jesus, if we do these things, don't worry, the Holy Spirit's going to be with you. There are going to be problems. And the problems are going to come actually not just from outside, but from within the community yourself. Don't worry. Eventually, these problems will never be victorious. These things will never happen. Jesus is the Lord of history. Don't let your minds get troubled. Just keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. Keep availing yourselves of the opportunities, right, that the Holy Spirit is kind of urging you to have. You know, become members of the evangelization and discipleship team, if I can put it that way, you know, to do these works for the Lord in the name of the Lord. And then, of course, you know, what Jesus says is, look, if somebody receives you, right, because you're doing the works of the Lord, you're doing my works, if they receive you, they're automatically receiving me. So you, the disciple, right, preaching the word, if you get received from somebody, right, it's not just that they're receiving you, they're receiving Jesus himself. And who is Jesus? He reveals it right here in the gospel reading. He's God. I am, he says. Then they'll know that I am. That means the divine name, right? Yahweh, right? That's exactly what it's referring to. Ego eimi refers to Yahweh, right? You're receiving then not just Jesus, the man, you're receiving Jesus, the God-man, and therefore, when they receive you, they receive God himself. It's almost as if the disciple has, as it were, emanating from him or her, has this, you know, this divineness and this divine representation, so that your presence and the receipt of you will become the receipt of Jesus as the God-man and the receipt of God the Father himself. And that's amazing. It's not just a promise of the Holy Spirit. Oh, certainly that. It's not just a promise that God's going to help you and guide you through the Holy Spirit. It's not just a promise that, you know, that history is being taken care of by God and no amount of persecution and assault will be able to suppress what you start and what you do. It's always going to be victorious, even if it winds up in suffering or persecution. But to receive you is to receive God. Wow. Think of that statement. I mean, that's the most remarkable charge. And we don't have to be priests. We don't have to be deacons. Don't have to be brothers. Just have to be disciples who are trying to evangelize each in our own little ways and sometimes great ways. And that's enough to literally be the representative of God, the actual presence of God to the people we evangelize. What gifts we have been given. Amen.